Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. In Luke's account, you see an angel appearing to Mary, but here in the book of Matthew, we see, well, the whole situation laid out from Joseph's point of view. And so he's informing us of a delicate predicament that Joseph finds himself in, that they're not married yet, they're betrothed, in other words, they're promised, they're engaged, and perhaps even very close to being actually married. And so they have this commitment that they've made to each other, and he finds that she's with child. Well, by man's standard, without God involved in an immaculate conception, that means that she's been intimate with someone else. But Joseph cares about her, and he doesn't want to shame her. But this angel comes to Joseph to reveal that it's not that she's been unfaithful, it's that she is carrying something very, very special. The one who would save his people from their sins. And so this changes that perspective for Joseph, and now they quickly get married so that she doesn't have the shame of, being with child and being unmarried. Matthew states that Joseph is a just man. It means he's upright and he's fair-minded. Even before he understands the whole situation, we see compassion. We see one who is weighing out his decision very carefully. And I think that says a lot about Joseph. Being just, upright, and compassionate means that he doesn't want to draw public attention to her. He does not want her to be shamed in that particular way. But the words of the angel in verse 20, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. Don't be fearful about the whole situation. Be encouraged. This is what's going on. That's what the angel comes to tell him. And Joseph listens. He listens even though I'm sure this was an emotional situation. You know, any man would feel very emotional about a woman carrying anybody else's child that was betrothed to him. All of this, though, reveals a man of character. A man of character is such that he'd be the right man to be the earthly father of Jesus. The right man to be able to reason things out along the way and not get emotional about things. I really do think this says a lot about him, and I think that a lot of us as men could follow this pattern of just clear-headed thinking, compassion, love, and not allowing our emotions to inflame us. So despite how difficult it might be to accept what the angel is saying, he does. He doesn't allow anything to overrule his faith. He doesn't allow anything to make him doubt that particular message from the angel. He simply accepts it, and then that is what his decision is based upon. He throws out all the reasoning that he's already made in order to accept the message from God. That's not always an easy thing to do. Over the years, I've had a number of people come to me with some very difficult situations that they want advice on. And we go to the scriptures and we look at passages and we think about what God has told us about, you know, in about those situations and how we're supposed to handle them. What's the right course of action? And in a lot of cases, people just can't get over their emotion. They're unwilling to set aside how they feel about something in order to act in a just manner according to the will of God. When it comes to doing what God wills, His will is bigger than my feelings. His will is bigger than, you know, any hurt feelings or anything along the way that might cloud our judgment. We need to be willing to set aside ourselves in order to accept the will of God. That's the basic premise. So I think Joseph has some lessons here for us. Some things I hope that you'll think about today, and that I hope that you'll pray about as well. That we be compassionate and that we are willing to accept the will of God in all things and not allow ourselves to be clouded by feelings, temptations, and prejudgments. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.